Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You're never comfortable.
I'm never comfortable. What is that? Is that a pathology?
You can be.
Can someone come at me
on a bed of Latin dicks and still be like the princess and the penis
and like that was not big enough
and yes,
this is too big. This is too small. This one's just right. No, wait. It's never just right.
It's always
needs to be bigger.
Where's that anaconda?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Y'all, this is 90 Day Gays.
This is 90 Day Gays. Tell all.
I feel like I'm way too hot for me.
You know what? I will never stop at a moment to lower your volume. It's always good for me. Ever. I'm taking off my sweatshirt.
Oh, you're hot for the first time. He's wearing a Captain America shirt, y'all. Someone has an obsession with superhero t-shirts,
yes!
Which I think is its own, like... You could probably find that in the DSM.
Yeah. Well, why don't you find my middle finger up the DSM and spin on it? Or as Grandma Hazel would say, double it.
Y'all, it's tell-all time.
It's tell-all. Now,
I'm Poodle, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Good for you. That's Poodle, aka Jake, and I'm Matt.
Don't say good for you. It sounds so patronizing.
No, I meant good for you that you remembered it.
Boy. Again, that also sounds patronizing.
No, because we forget it.
It's true.
Your mother ruined you from ever taking a genuine fucking
Y'all,
compliment
come at
ever.
Us if it's hard to take a compliment.
You really have. Maybe that should be your. Because I compliment you all the time, and you always think I'm shading you. I really am not. We're gonna work on this.
I'm glad that
I want you to. I'm shading you to
I'm
take
glad
your compliments.
That you have completely talked about what we talk about off. Not camera, but off the recording
off
session.
Off camera, like reality show. I'm just saying, you have good qualities, and you need to know them.
You have at least one good one.
See, I'll take it from that whore. Y'all, some of you on Twitter said you didn't like this tell-all, but we did.
I like the tell-all for a couple of reasons. First of all, before we get started on that.
Sure.
I've got to say, I was touched beyond measure for all of your Valentine's cards. If you don't know, y'all, Maddie came at y'all a couple times ago with something that says send Poodle Valentine's cards because I had a really shitty Valentine's Day when I was in first grade and no one gave me any Valentine's because we had moved and my name wasn't on the list. And even my brother's like, oh, yeah, that was really fucking awful. Like, everyone remembers it in my family. Like, it was a huge traumatic thing. And I had blocked it out until about 5 years ago. And I remembered, I was like, oh, wow, that actually happened to me. Come at us if you got block trauma that you remember.
Or maybe, actually, not. Maybe not. Maybe talk to a therapist before you come at us on that one.
We're not adept to handle that.
He didn't cry on the video, but he did cry afterwards because someone, we were a little horrified too, because someone's small child drew him a card and it was so beautiful.
It's also the fact that you let your child listen to our show, like, or they know who we are.
I'm like,
do you know how many times I say cock?
We have graphically described, like, giving rim jobs on this show.
I have described giving gay sex down to the inch.
to the centimeter.
Hopefully they only know, like, a fable of who we are.
Y'all, come at us.
I'm fine with being a gay cartoon.
It's true. Come at us if you let your children under 13 listen to our show.
You shouldn't.
And we might tell you to rethink
You need
that.
To process that.
Although, you know, Max could listen to this show and be like,
he'd be
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes maybe you might have older kids who are, but I will say, I'm going to do, quote unquote, an unboxing tomorrow on Facebook Live.
And that's not where he shows you his junk. That's what he does on Grindr. They say, hey, man, unboxing tonight. Yeah, they say, hey, man, what's up? And he's like, would you like an unboxing?
Man, what are you into? I'm into making out, unboxing, rimming, role play. Y'all, when someone on Grindr asks you what they're into, do what I do and just say the weirdest shit. Like,
is that what you do?
Like belly rubbing, bunny snuggling. And people don't know what to think. One time I said like bottle hugging to
what
someone,
is that?
And someone goes, oh yeah, I know that. I love that. And I was like, no, you don't, because I made it up. It's my favorite thing when someone asks me who I'm into to come up with just random stuff. And sometimes it feels like it gets very Stefanish after a while when they're like, yeah, what is, like, dick freezing? And I'm like, it's when I put a bunch of ice cubes in my mouth and suck on your dick and go, ooh, ooh, I'm chilly, willy. Dun, 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 dun.
Someone's going to be into that.
My teeth are cold. Dun, 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 dun. Remember that Chilly Willy theme? That was the worst cartoon of all the Tom and Jerry's.
I don't remember that.
Oh, Chilly Willy sucked a dick.
Well,
and not in a good way.
Apparently so.
Anyway, y'all, if you're on Grindr and someone asks what you're into, come up with all kinds
freaky,
of crazy
shit.
They won't know what to do. Unless you're really trying to hook up. Then you're like, I'm into hardcore fucking.
It's true. I'm a sensuous man, as my mother would say.
And you use the least amount of words possible. And you things like use words like the letter R and U.
You just
it gets down to light because that you want to fuck so bad, all you can do is use letters.
Yeah, exactly. Or you just like put a parenthesis, an O, and then a parenthesis.
Yo, there's a whole aesthetic to Grindr. It could be discussed.
It can be discussed.
Anywho, thank everybody for those.
He's been recorded.
I was quite touched, as I said, almost as much as that those summer nights with my youth pastor.
Youth pastor. You said that like me.
I did. It's almost like my dentures were going.
Switching.
Like yours.
You're lisping, my and I can't pastors. Get comfortable.
Oh, I'm so glad.
But I'm going to tell him. Tell him
that the sun and moon rise in his eyes. Reach out to him and whisper words so soft and sweet. Hold him close to let his heart beat.
Love will be the gift.
You've changed the key.
Yourself.
Don't change the key.
No, it wasn't.
You did.
I mean, that's just the right
fine.
Key.
That's Tell Him with Barbara Streisand and Celine Dion.
We have sang that in drag to a straight man on stage. He was horrified. y'all, he's going to post that on our Instagram.
I'm going to take a video.
He doesn't know how yet, but I am going to make him post it on our Instagram Live and on Facebook. Just make sure you turn it horizontal. He's already confused. He's already confused.
Y'all, let's jump in.
Before I just want one thing.
I don't want this to be 4 hours.
Jump in. There is a couple of things I want to bring up. First of all, don't forget the survey.
Yes.
Jackie has a survey. We just are wanting to get some information.
We're closing it out soon, I believe.
If the link's not there, that means Jackie said, you dumb bitch, I took it down. So, but we're trying to just get more information to give y'all a better show.
And thank you for so many of you who filled that out already.
Jackie said, like, oh, maybe we'll have, like, 20 or 50 people fill it out.
There was like 100 people.
There was like 100 people the first day. So it's really important. This is your show, too. You help us make the content for you. So it's really important for that.
This is the city y'all built.
We built this city. Dun, 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 dun. We built this city on cock and ball. Built this city. Built this city on cock and ball.
You know I was singing cock and balls,
I
right?
I do.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I just wanted to say that for the 12.
Sing is how you're like winking at me as you were doing it.
Just want to say that for the 12-year-old, it's cock and balls.
Yeah, I love how she does that. Grace Slick goes for that.
And then they have the guy saying, in the middle of the thing.
It's really weird.
It's a really weird song.
The late 80s and early 90s were weird for pop music.
Weird. So we just want to bring up the survey. We appreciate that. Y'all, we did a ton of Valentine's Day cameos, and we had a fun time doing it.
I still got one more to do.
Oh, you better do it.
I'll do it tomorrow morning.
So we hope you found love. And one more thing. Just a little bit of news, y'all. Send some prayers up for Sean Robinson. We just read somebody post on the squad that she's in the hospital.
Oh.
And we normally don't talk about news, but somebody in the 90 Day Fiancé family.
She looked very thin. It was concerning me.
Well, people are upset that the production company that does the tell-all is going to be different. I think it'll be fine. They're going to do the show. But just pray for Sean Robinson, y'all.
It's because sad. I will say, she was really great this
time. That's why I'd say she came for
this
people.
This is the best she's ever done.
I think so, too. And with that, Let's jump in.
Let's jump in. Do you want to talk about what people were wearing? Because that's the most important thing.
What she wearing to the tell-all? What she
Is
wearing
that a song?
To the tell-all? Yeah, that's a song. What she wearing to the tell-all?
What she wearing? 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 Well, here he goes. What's she wearing? What's Sarah wearing? Combat boots.
You know,
hiking boots.
Sarah found a man, but I wouldn't be surprised if she had gotten married to a woman.
Y'all, you know how much we love her.
Love her.
She looked like garbage.
She needs it. She was wanting to wear. She's like, oh, I'll just wear a black suit.
Oh, but the shirt was ill fitting.
The shirt didn't fit well.
Yeah, the like camisole underneath.
The black jacket didn't match the same material as the black of the pants. So the jacket looked like a pretty black top.
It was so awful.
And the pants just looked like pants you had worn too much.
It's some of the worst wardrobing I've seen on reality television.
I can't believe. You know, Juliana says that she loves
Sarah. And she looked wonderful.
Well, Juliana says she loves Sarah, but if that's really her
friends
sister.
Friends don't let friends go on television like that.
That bitch was like.
If this bitch next to me let me go on television like that, I would never forgive her and then have
never.
Her killed.
I would. Mm-mm. So I'm just saying, maybe there's a little bit of
yeah,
shade there.
I think Emily, y'all, I think Emily looks great.
She does look great.
Emily's yeah. hair's back to normal. It's not like...
It's not white.
It's not weird, yeah. Like Targaryen anymore. Mm-hmm. Annie looked great.
You know, I'm going to say something probably controversial to people.
I think you're going to think the same thing I am.
Tania was the most gorgeous person
in the I thought the same thing.
She looked gorgeous. Even with the fucking boot.
The Tania haters out there aren't going to like what I have to say about this episode because I thought... She'd seen the episode. I've been more excited about this. She looked gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous.
I didn't hate her as much. I still hate her. Don't get me wrong.
I still hate the bitch
like poison.
I still think she's a horribly narcissistic
Horrible.
Person.
But
I do. We're going to get to it. I
have a reason why I don't hate her as much now. Juliana looked the best on stage. That's not.
Well, Juliana looked gorgeous. I almost thought even Tania's boobs were reined in.
Well, she was wearing a good bra. And
I know y'all like to talk about her boobs, and then somebody gets pissed off in the sissy squad, yep. But she looked good.
But no, beautiful. Everybody looked good.
Well, let's see. Well, okay, so I want to talk about Anna's dress.
Oh, I just forgot about it.
If you're wearing a dress and everybody thinks you're pregnant, that means she looks not like fitting you well.
That dress was definitely Ann Taylor Loft.
2004.
Yeah, but it was kind of like a blouse.
Yeah, she got that at a Camarillo outlet. And she was like, oh, look, Marcel. He couldn't say.
She looked terrible, y'all. Rarely does someone make me dislike them more in a tell-all, and I did.
Yeah.
But I hate the bitch, so.
She didn't look good.
She looked bad.
Sasha's hair looked better.
Much better.
He's growing it out. Yep. You even commented on his, what did you comment on? His eyebrows.
Someone had his, like, thread his eyebrows.
They look a little better. Blake looks like, is it, who's the actor that played
a
vampire?
He was in space. Yeah. Blake looks like a black guy in space.
Yes. Got his
eyes.
Blade. That movie Blade with Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
His eyes look weird.
But you know how, like, people have, like, yeah, he has brilliant blue eyes to say that he's not from this planet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Jasmine looked like she'd come right from the Renaissance Fair, y'all. We're going to see her dress later.
Someone programmed her well. Michael, Sinjin looked great, by the way, too,
He did. I love him. He's tied with Juliana as my favorite cast member.
Well, I had some problems with him this episode.
Oh,
we're gonna
really?
Talk about, yeah, but I still think he would be an amazing fuck.
No, I think he's the most honest person on the stage.
I do, but I think we're going to talk about some things. Michael got his sweater, I'm pretty sure, at JCPenney's.
You mean Robert?
No, Mike.
Oh.
Mike and Natalie.
Oh, from Mike and Natalie. Yeah,
sorry,
right.
I said Michael instead of Mike. That was literally just like a pullover, like what dad wears.
No.
Like when your dad dresses up for Easter. But that's the nicest he can wear because he's either uncomfortable or too big to wear a shirt.
When you go to that like mega church and you wear thermals.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Mike
was
wearing.
That's what they wear at mega churches, y'all, that wear nice clothes. They wear thermals. I got to talk about Robert. Y'all, if you've ever been to Structure, or now, now it's, what is it now? Structure is now?
Express.
You know when Express has that box sale?
Yeah.
That sweatshirt was in the $5 bin.
You know what? I was looking at that sweatshirt
I swear to God, that is an Express $5 box.
And
you look through the boxes, y'all. That's where that sweatshirt came from.
It's exactly where it was. And I thought, oh, he's wearing an undershirt. And then I realized, no, he just poorly trimmed his chest hair above the collar of the sweater.
Oh, he's
instead
still,
of trimming it down.
He's still the classiest, y'all.
I will say, Annie looked gorgeous.
Annie looked gorgeous.
Like, face beat. She's a pretty woman.
For me, it's Sinjin, Annie, and Juliana, for me, are my favorites this season.
Mine was Sinjin, Juliana, and Tania. I really thought she looked beautiful.
I still can't love her.
Her hair looked great, and her makeup looked fantastic. And probably,
I'm glad we both say Tania now.
But still, you know, they call her Tanya, and I look around for who are they talking about. I'm not kidding.
I'll consider that a win.
Probably the winner, though, really, of tonight's fashion is serving Carol Brady / I got it at Cato's in 1998 realness. Sunshine Dreams is our Angela.
Oh, my God.
Where does Angela shop? Y'all found her pants last time.
I don't know.
I need y'all to find
this Walmart. It's Walmart,
isn't it?
Or like,
someone told her once that
we have a store in South Carolina called Hamricks. It has a lot of that clothing. They have the fine clothing in a different place. I got lost in Hamricks once.
It was
very scary.
Oh, God.
But they have a casual section that looks just like what Angela would wear.
Yeah, what's the store in Schitt's Creek before he makes it over?
Oh, yes. What is that store?
It's that dress barn or something like that. It's that.
I don't know what she was wearing.
Somebody told Angela years ago, honey, you're boxy, so if you wear a flare pant, it's going to make your legs look longer and slimmer. And she is taking that to the grave.
She is boxy, though.
She is boxy.
She is quite boxy.
She looks like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd be terrified if she came running at me.
Oh, there's just three, four more people when you talk about their looks. I I thought Huey looked gorgeous.
Well, I have quite a lot of makeup on, so not many people are very able to see me.
Yes.
Louis was less exposed.
Oh, we're going out of order this time.
Sorry, Dewey. So Dewey was less exposed.
Yes.
He would say, oh, no one's going to see me. I'm over here right underneath her lip. But
Louis looked wonderful.
Louis's like, I'm a star. No one can come for me. I'm a star.
And y'all, and Garfield, I'm at Craft Services. Fuck this shoot. The whole time.
Garfield had no makeup on him.
Garfield was offset eating Cheez-Its the whole time.
I will say, y'all, they tried to put makeup on those moles, but as soon as she started crying, they came raging through. And I hate that bitch, so I can make fun of her moles all I want. Oh, she was so awful to her kids. I know they tried to make us love her in the beginning, and I felt bad about making fun of her moles. Don't anymore.
She was awful to her kids.
Yep.
And they're again, neglected. Props to Sean Robinson, because she came at her.
She came at her.
She came at a lot of them. She came at Natalie, didn't want to answer questions.
She came at Natalie. She came at Tania.
Yeah.
She came at all of them.
I sent her an Instagram message.
She came at Marcel.
She did.
Ooh. Also, y'all, come at us if you're Muslim, or you know someone who is Muslim intimately. What that kind of rosary / little, we could look it up, but we're both too lazy.
No, we're not going to look it up.
No, that was like a, I think it's like a prayer prayer thing.
Maybe he needed it.
On his
wrist.
Maybe
he was nervous.
Yeah. It's the Muslim version of a rosary.
Oh, okay. Well, let's jump into this.
Okay.
So I came first, our first little couple probably, I mean, let's just talk about Tania and Sinjin.
So right? Tania had a car accident, and she kept thinking, did she have her seatbelt on?
And you know what?
That was my first thought.
I bet she fucking didn't. I bet she does now. And you know what? Tania, I'm sorry you hurt your leg, but if you hurt your leg and you weren't wearing your seatbelt, I can't help you. But if you were wearing your seatbelt, I'm sorry for you.
So Sean came at her for leaving for the 30 days, and Robert's like, it's not 60-day fiancé.
Robert became like...
He came for everybody.
Suddenly, Robert's the Dr. Phil of TLC.
He came for everyone on the stage.
And I'm saying that because Dr. Phil sounds stupid, too. You know, I recently... This is
what
hot tea.
What are you doing?
I just worked at a podcast conference, and they had like
uh-oh.
They had the people that were like doing the sound and stuff, and this woman tours all over. And I said, who's the worst person you've ever worked with? And without a beat, she said, Dr. Phil.
Wow.
Called everyone motherfuckers and sons of bitches and treated everyone like shit.
Late people are arrogant.
Yeah.
That's my Dr. Phil, y'all.
That's
the only thing
Phil.
I have.
Anyway, y'all. I'm
Oprah says that y'all are going to hell.
So Tania and them were talking. Y'all, we used to have a queer deer like Tania.
Who loves armpit hair.
She loved Ricky Darting. She would watch basketball. And I mean, there'd be a wet spot on the couch. It's a thing. If y'all like armpit hair, come at us if you want, because it is a thing.
I had a guy I used to make appointments with occasionally who was obsessed with mine.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not
into
it.
I kind of liked it.
Oh, you did?
I was kind of in with to him being obsessed with
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had one,
it's not really for me.
I had one guy lick my armpit once, but then I didn't want him to kiss me.
I could see you are really grossed out by any.
Well, no,
kind
I had
of, like,
deodorant on. Like,
oh, you should never wear deodorant if someone's going to lick your armpit.
I didn't. You know,
I've been told not to wear deodorant before. By
what
people.
Is that book that really funny gay guy Joel Dershner wrote?
He wrote Swish.
Swish, y'all. There's a really funny like coffee table book called Swish, and he writes about going to like an orgy and everyone smelled fucking horrible because no one wore deodorant.
Yeah. I've been told not to wear deodorant before, and I'm not a big fan of it, but I get it. By the end of it, you're both smelling bad, so. And I think you kind of forget about it.
Just kind of like bleach and regret.
Mostly regret.
Anyway.
Y'all, as soon as the door shuts and they're out of there,
you just get yourself another drink and you're going to go to bed soon.
You're going to go to bed soon and just roll over on your side and hopefully it leaks out so you don't have a baby.
As someone, I will say, someone in the Sissy Squad posted something for our Amazon wish list and commented on what you guys might need. But it says a big ceiling mounted clock so you can tell someone to go home.
That was a good guy.
I thought that's one of the best ideas. And I'm like, but big, so if I don't have my glasses on, I can see it.
Yeah.
Also, if you could get a shot clock to go, that's all the time we have with proceeding. That's the third quarter.
Yep.
Anyway, exactly. Get out.
Anyway, y'all. Okay, so here's.
I just want to talk about, before we move on, I want to quickly talk about when they were talking about having sex.
I want to tease you.
Stop. Oh, God.
I want to please
you. So, Robert, they're talking about with Bryson living there, Robert and Annie, and Rob was like, you got the shower. You got the living room. You got, you know, the dining room. You got the washer and dryer.
He's like the Bubba Gump of fucking.
Yeah, and everyone, and then Angela chimes in and says, we did it 38 times.
And Sean Robinson then, said, I don't believe that.
And I went, no, let's not talk about it anymore.
38 yeah. times.
And then Mike and Natalie said, like, no, 2 to 3 times a day. It grossed me out.
There was a lot of talk about
Angela sex. Fucking Michael like 40 times in like 2 weeks. No.
You know that. I mean, he does seem to love her. I bet he just like.
But you know, like.
Titty fucks her from now until Friday.
Two per day were probably like finger bangs.
No.
Full on penetration.
Oh, and would you let a guy finger bang you?
I'd be like, give it to me.
Yeah, exactly. It was full
no,
on.
No, I would be like,
Ramrod.
Can we just go get McDonald's?
No, please. If you were that guy, you would have sex once and then you'd be, come on. G.I. Joe, real American hero.
G.I. Joe.
Fuck me. Exactly.
Fuck me. What was his name? Clint? Who was the really hot one?
Chad.
No, the one with the beret.
Of course you like the gay one. Y'all,
the one that Lady J had an affair with.
If you're dating a straight man with a beret.
I think he was with the Green Berets.
There was Duke. Mm-hmm. Scarlett was my favorite.
Of course she was. What's the one?
You like Lady J because they called you Lady J. Oh my God. We were the women from G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Real American hero.
G.I. Joe. That was a good harmony.
Thank you.
That's your one compliment for the day.
Let's talk about, since we're singing, let's talk about St. John's singing and opera. This is already going to be a long show.
You watched my face. So he either wants to be, y'all, usually when you have a laundry list of things you want to be, usually it's not, I want to be a bartender, fireman, Hollywood audition / acting, or opera singer.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the latter takes a lot more study.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounded like he was just kind of shouting.
Yeah. It was not good.
Y'all, that would never happen. That's a voice. And the thing about it is, if you're going to study opera, you need to start earlier than he's doing.
Yes.
I mean, there are always the Susan Boyles out there. But, like, you know, you can say what you want
what
to about her.
What was that Susan Boyle song?
I Dreamed a Dream.
Oh.
When she sang it and everyone applauded and stood up and went, when she was singing about, now life has killed the dream I dream. Everyone was like, yes! Yes, life killed that dream!
And you know what? Everybody said that because, and I'm going to say this, y'all. If you like Susan Boyle, you felt sorry for her because she's quote-unquote ugly.
Yeah. And
I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm saying quote-unquote
And y'all, if you bought standard. Susan Boyle's album, you're basic.
Because you know what?
You're basic.
I don't know Susan Boyle's life, but she could have had a wonderful life. She looks fine.
She was fine. But people did feel sorry for her.
She could use an eyebrow tweezing, but that's it.
Then she got a makeover and she was fine. No, you're basic if you bought the album.
Damn.
That's all I've got to say. Comment if you bought that album, because I will read the fuck out
Some
of you.
Some people did, and that's okay. I love you. So this is a deal, though, where things kind of shifted for me.
Okay.
Is I do love Sinjin.
Yeah.
I do think he is who he is.
Yeah.
However, I realized, oh, wait. Sinjin is that good time guy that never understands why his girlfriend is upset and makes his girlfriend look crazy when he actually is noncommittal to anything.
Wow. So, see, I thought that was showing up on the tell-all, but I thought that was edited in a way, because I feel like he wasn't like that in the show the whole time. Maybe the show's editing was like that.
I think the show's editing was like that.
The show's editing?
You and I are talking weird tonight.
All of a sudden we're editing. The show's editing.
Really, really big show. But when she was talking, I thought, that's so true. And when you think back on the show.
No, I agree.
Here she said, he wants to sing opera. I'm trying to get him singing lessons. He won't do it.
I will agree with you that she was literally like burned as a witch on the show. The way she was edited poorly.
Yeah. And you know, and do I think she's still a super self-involved person? Yes.
Here's the thing. I think, and I wrote this down, I think she was being super overbearing and super like, because she got excited the camera was on her. And
she was performing for the camera. Yeah, I agree.
I think she thought in the end it would be cute.
Yeah.
I think she thought that was, people would laugh about it.
But
she came off, because Sinjin was so real about it.
She came off trying too hard, nagging. And you know, I didn't know this. I didn't talk about that she had been supporting him for 8 months prior to this.
I noticed that too.
We didn't know that. Yep. Again, that's all in the editing where, you know, if somebody asked me to be on a reality show.
I still hate her, y'all.
I don't know if I would ever do it. Can you imagine how horrible they would make you on a reality show?
Me?
Yes. I mean, can you imagine?
I'd embrace it.
You'd be like Angela flipping the table on that table.
Awful. I would be edited so poorly. Every time with me, the crows would be do 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 do. Yeah, it'd be that snake. Yes,
all the time.
I'm like, what?
Because
that's why I'd be a good reality villain, y'all.
And also, we found out with Sinjin, and Sinjin admitted to it that he had mentioned even more that he was willing to have kids, and then when he came over. He was more, I don't think I want to have kids.
True.
So it's like making her look crazy.
But they've been married for how long?
I know. They've been married for a while. I think more.
No,
it's not
a long while.
Oh, no, not that long. They've been together longer. And again, I still think it's stupid that she left for a month. But again, they didn't bring up the fact they were together for 9 months.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as if they had only 90 days.
No, I agree. I still like him just because I feel like.
I love him.
He's being as the most honest of anybody on the stage.
I love him, but he's a man child, like we've talked about on the show. And I think I just want to say one more thing in that it's probably not just Tania. It's like, but my heart goes out to, because I think there's a lot of women out here that men do this, that are like, men don't fucking grow up. And so they look like the crazy bitch just because they're trying to get them to be responsible.
Tania looks crazier because she's outspoken.
Well.
And she says things.
And she's crazy. We're not denying that.
But
yes, she's an outspoken crazy girl.
I'd like to talk about Sinjin did say, you know, I'm not sure if I want to have kids, you know, and like Anna looks and says, that's huge. And all I can think of is,
y'all, Jake,
cunt bucket, don't you dare. Cunt bucket.
His face. I just looked over there.
God, I hate her so much. Y'all, I've hated her. I will say I hate her worse than Tania. Because she has been the most two-faced with her children.
You know, I agree with that, actually. I dislike her the most of anyone on the show.
Yeah, and she's acting like they have a perfect relationship now. it's this air of like, look where I am.
Well, she's a bit of a, not a bit, she's a martyr. Like, Joey doesn't talk to me, I don't know. And I'm like, every parent goes through that. Their teenager doesn't talk to them. Y'all, then you work towards it. You don't just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, what am I going to do?
She's like, why would you get married then? And I said, shut up, I hate you.
Yeah.
Y'all, come at me if you can defend Anna. If you're an Anna defender, come at me.
No.
I feel like she fell the furthest of anyone this season.
I agree with that.
She's kind of like the Evelyn of The Other Way.
Oh.
The Village Mattress, y'all. The Village Mattress fell far.
What was it, Cray Cray that called her Evelyn?
Yeah, but or Laura. Laura fell so far from The Other Way.
I think Evelyn's more evil than Laura.
She's pretty awful.
She's horrible.
Yeah, Village Mattress or Village Bicycle. Everybody had a ride.
Everybody had a ride.
And you know what? We're sex positive, y'all.
We are sex
positive. Just do that. Go out and do it.
I think we're almost, they talk, there's a whole soulmate conversation that really wraps up everybody. We can wait and do that later.
I
want to
talk about exes. I'll call this one thing dealing with exes.
My exes live in Texas.
Doom, doom, doom.
You're going to the end. Why I hang my hat in Tennessee.
We are jukeboxes tonight.
Y'all, George Strait for you.
He's a great singer.
King of country.
You know, George Strait, I had a thing for him when I was younger.
Y'all, this is going to explode on the Sissy Squad. Come at us if you had a thing for George Strait. And now about six women just creamed their drawers and just ran off the road. I'm like, not even a chandelier scream, just a scream.
Get it in!
George Strait.
What is it about him?
His ass and those Wrangler jeans. Do you not remember his Wrangler jean ads?
I didn't know him as well as you did. But
Baby blue was the color of her eyes.
Okay.
Baby blue.
Don't close your eyes and wave back and
like
forth.
Colorado sky. Oh my God. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
We're going to move on.
George Strait made me gay.
Before you need
it. Strait made me gay?
Before you need to finger bang yourself.
And then don't get me started on pure country.
Oh, God.
Sing a song about the heartland. Only believe I ever knew.
Okay, we have to move on.
I sang George Strait at like seven weddings.
Do you remember what we talked about?
Okay.
That we need to stay on topic just a little more because we have so much to talk about.
Fine. All right. Let's talk about exes.
You just did 3 minutes on George Strait. That
would be George Strait medley.
We're talking about... I know what it is. Everyone starts talking about exes, and I wrote, no one from this brain trust should be commenting on anything about exes.
No one.
We're talking about Sasha meeting Emily while she was still married. While he was still married to his second wife. Shady Betsy shows up, y'all. And you know there's going to be some shade. So Betsy's over here like, yeah, and I told you, it wasn't going to be like this.
It wasn't going to be like
this. Y'all, Betsy is like that bitchy twink in the corner who's dated everybody, can tell you everybody's dick size.
Everybody's dick size,
she's like,
yes.
Don't hook up with her. She has VD.
Yep.
She gave me chlamydia last year.
Is it, y'all, and I'm just shocked that a sibling would do that to another sibling still.
I think they're close in age, and there have been sometimes female siblings. My brother and I get along. We're 18 months apart, but there have been times where we haven't gotten along. And I feel like they're close in age.
I do feel like sisters get older, they compete a lot.
I feel like they competed, and Emily, sad to say, Emily was probably the prettier sister, and Betsy probably resented that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Betsy was a smarter sister.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all, because
she can speak for herself a lot better.
Fire hydrants are smarter than Emily. Like, at least they have
God
water.
God bless
Emily.
God bless her.
Emily has pretty eyes and a nice rack.
And so, basically, she was accusing Sasha of fat shaming,
And then she where'd you get your degree? Google. To Sasha.
Do you think that...
Of course, Tania said, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, Emily. You're beautiful.
Do you think that... I don't think that Sasha... Do you think Sasha fat shames Emily?
He's just Russian and a trainer. Every trainer I know fat shames people.
So, I mean, yeah, it's hard. Like, we don't see... It seems like they support one another.
I think that Betsy's coming at it from such an extreme thing, and so is Sasha. They're coming at it from 180 degrees separate viewpoints.
Wow, even a blind squirrel does find a nut. Wow.
Alms for the poor.
Alms for your poor.
I want to talk about...
I think I'm done with them.
We talk about Betsy.
Well, let's talk about Emily and Sasha since we started to talk about the exes. We talked a little bit about... I'm a little worried, though, for Emily. I feel like she might have some postpartum.
She's had postpartum ever since that baby was born.
Yeah. She's like, I don't like myself.
She doesn't seem well.
Yeah.
She needs to be talking to somebody. She needs to be in therapy.
She literally said, what did she say? I'm angry or I'm mad all the time.
And Betsy's going to jump on that and like be another bad advocate for how she's feeling.
And not be supportive of her, but say like, you got yourself in this situation.
And use it as a wedge between her and Sasha.
Yes.
Because that's what I wrote down. This whole family is built around nastiness.
Yes, and then they'll get divorced, and she'll come to her sister, and she'll say, "I always knew you'd come here."
And she's like, "Can you say I was right? Can you say I was right?"
That's kind of the relationship.
Yeah,
they
Betsy's kind of like the
Betsy. If you're listening to us, be nicer, be kinder.
I don't think it's a question about being nicer. I think it's be objective. Don't let your emotions get in there.
But I think she could be kinder.
Yeah, but also imagine what you would say if she wasn't your sister.
Exactly. I'm kind of like, especially woman to woman, imagine what you would say to any woman that's raising a child.
Yeah.
And then you're not a mother.
And
you don't know,
baby,
bitch.
Is huge,
that
y'all.
Baby is huge.
Just carrying that baby would hurt your back.
Well, and that's another thing, too, that I wonder if Sasha and Emily think that she's going to get down to her the body it weighs before.
Sasha does.
When you have a baby that's big in a fucking Russian hospital, they tore her up. The body is not going to be the same. It's not.
They just like filled her up with chicken fat.
Probably. Exactly. No telling what Dr. Voyetsky put in her. So I'm just saying. Y'all, but she's a strong bitch. She had a baby in a Russian hospital. It looked like an episode of fucking Alias.
And I will say, though, Emily knows what she's up against. She doesn't need Betsy going on and on about it. Betsy is just like throwing salt in the wound. And I think it's because Betsy's probably not really happy in her own life and needs
Betsy's
more to do.
Betsy's very insecure. She's very insecure, and she's one of those people who's so insecure that she's got to point out her sister's
but
flaws.
I will say, it's not coming from an ugly... It's not coming from... She doesn't think it's coming from a mean place. She's trying in her own way to help her. But it's just not coming in the right way.
You know what it is? It's not that Betsy needs to be kinder. It's just she's one of those people that are that unsure and not confident and project like that. They're unable to have true empathy.
I agree. Yeah,
she needs some empathy.
Betsy, she's more trying
empathetic.
To like teach people. Yeah. I have so much left to say. We need to keep going.
You know what? It might be a long show and it'll just be what it is. Y'all,
we still have to talk about tomorrow night.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is are we done with Sasha and Emily?
Yes.
This is a good time for us to take a commercial
break. Good idea.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
All right, everybody, we are back.
Like it how we take a commercial break, but neither of us get a break.
No, we don't take it because we don't have time. We don't have time. But y'all,
I could refill my drink right now. It'd be a wonderful thing.
Just so you know,
maybe the second break.
This episode is dropping late. Well, probably by the time we get up, it'll be midnight. But this episode's dropping late Sunday night, Monday morning. And we're going to watch the tell-all tomorrow, and we're going to give you the tell-all on Tuesday night. So,
ooh,
yes, we gave you on Monday night.
Bitch.
We're giving it to you early.
We're giving it to you raw.
Okay. All right. So the 12-year-old, the 10-year-old that sent you the card just said, Mommy, what's wrong? And Mommy
put
said,
on your headphones, Jimmy.
Mom said, Jimmy, that's how you got here.
That is how he got here.
Got here, yeah.
Good job, Donna.
Good job, Donna. I loved a girl, and Donna was her name.
Boy, you're a jukebox tonight.
And Richie Valens, that was a great song.
Valens.
He's dead.
He is.
He is dead. That was sad. I love that movie, too, La Bamba. That movie made me sad.
Just like how you tried to pronounce that Spanish, La Bamba.
La Bamba. All right.
La Bamba.
La Bamba.
So authentic. My next couple is Michael and Juliana.
Yes, let's talk about them.
Juliana is my favorite person all season.
Oh,
officially.
For sure.
By far.
For sure. I agree.
I was completely bowled over to hear her talk about she's sending tons of money back and her family is still treating her like shit.
Well,
it made me very sad.
There can be those type of families of, I know
families
some
made up of users.
I know some people in my life where people think someone's successful and they're asking them for money. And,
it's out of desperation, obviously.
You know, I just went, when I went to see Oprah speak last month, she talked about how her mother, she said, you know, I didn't have a good relationship with my mother. She always saw me as a bank. Mm. She's like, and that's hard to deal with. And I think that's probably how Juliana feels. I see her as a bank.
And I wonder if
she
someone.
I just want to say it's not even because of Michael. She was working before and traveling the world. So she got out and was still. And they were thinking, well, why get us out too when she's got to take care of herself.
Right.
You know?
And I wonder, you know, they didn't have any money. And I wonder if it's been like Giuliano started sending them money and they get used to it and they get used to someone supporting them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's a certain part of my family who was like that for a certain person.
I think we all have that.
Yeah.
A family member is that.
Yeah. I remember the same family member said, when I said I was doing doing a podcast, they're like, you should come and share it with all of us.
And I'm share like, the money with all
yeah,
of
us. Yeah, right.
Well, first
yeah.
of all.
Well, how much do you need, honey? Because I've only got about, you know, after my rent and everything else, I've only got about $100 left.
Yeah, it's not like.
Right.
Y'all, if people got rich from podcasts, Poodle would be in a rehab right now from doing blow off Latin
y'all,
whore's dicks.
I would have done so much cocaine.
You'll know that y'all. You need to stop giving to the Patreon when Poodle's in rehab. That's when you know everybody.
When I'm in rehab, y'all, you'll know we're okay.
Until then, we're still shopping at Ralph's or Vaughn's. It's fine.
I'm still drinking Sky Vodka, y'all. No,
boy, people really want to give you better vodka in the Sissy Squad.
Join the $15 Patreon then, whores.
It's true.
I'll send you a statement of my earnings.
But yeah, I think everybody has that, and it was just...
It broke my heart.
It broke my heart,
too. She said this, and I can see this is so real, when she said, so many people say, yes, yes, yes. And you've said yes, yes, yes to so many people. And all of a sudden you say no one time and they hate you.
Yeah.
And
it happens a lot.
That I can relate to that with like members of my extended family. Yeah.
That's.
Yeah. I can relate to that.
You know, I don't have that much of my family, you know, because if you ask Aunt Peggy, because Aunt Peggy's rich, if you ask Aunt Peggy for money, you know what she says? God's teaching you a lesson.
Y'all, Aunt Peggy
she won't give you
is a
penny.
Fierce bitch.
She won't give you a penny.
Aunt Peggy is wealthy.
She, oh yeah, oh yeah.
And there's nothing better than referring it as a lesson from God for poverty.
And you know what? She worked her ass off for it. She kept
she
every
married
penny.
Enough husbands.
I will say, I wish that was the truth, but no, Aunt Peggy worked for it. But she won't give you a loan.
Y'all, Aunt Peggy's put together like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So much jewelry. She has like four. Now, that jewelry she got from her husband's.
Yeah. Y'all, Aunt Peggy don't play.
She divorced her third husband. Do you know the story? In a week.
Wow.
She met her high school sweetheart at their 40th reunion.
Shut up.
Yes, they got back together and got married. And then, I love it, my sister-in-law Amber listens to the show. And so, by the way.
You know this, Amber, Aunt Peggy don't play.
My brother and my sister-in-law listened to the show. They were driving, and I said something about.
And they have, like, he has two nephews who are teenagers.
And so, well, no, they're both over 18 now. But anyway, they were driving. I said, I got to go over to Jake's. My brother said, Jake's just fucking people. He'll be fine. I heard it on the show.
First of all, I must say, I will not be fucking someone if you're coming over here.
No.
No. I budget my time better.
She would say, could you just stick that in while I do my taxes?
Can you drive around the corner a couple times?
Couple times.
That's what I would say.
But anyway, that was.
And that's when the shot clock would really come in handy, y'all.
But anyway, my sister-in-law asked me, she's like, can you explain BDF? How you know?
That's sweet, Amber. I can't explain it.
It's a gift
given to me.
It's a gift. By a wise old, what was her
by
name?
By a wise
Skeets?
Old crone.
What was her name? Skeets? You said her name one time. It was some old crone. I forgot what name you
Skeets?
Said. I don't remember what you said. Didn't you have someone in your family named Skeets?
No.
I thought you did.
I don't think I named
anyway,
her.
Anyway, so Aunt Peggy met the guy on the 40th anniversary, got married, and then.
I'm never going to finish this show.
Got married to him, found out he didn't have any money and wanted to take her money, and she divorced him in a week. And said, not on my watch.
That's called women's rights, y'all.
That is called women's rights.
When you can divorce someone in a week, you can't do that a lot of places in the world.
Yeah. She said,
if you get married, it might take months or years.
Months.
You might not ever be able to be divorced.
It might.
That's why we live in the greatest country in the world. I know it might not seem like it sometimes, but a woman can divorce a man in a week.
We do live in the greatest country. You really have a new appreciation now coming from China.
I do. You can eat eggs for breakfast and sausage, too.
It's sausage, too. And I'm I can't sing that song. I hate him.
It's terrible.
So Sarah shows up, and they start talking about the
divorce. And we've talked about before. Also, it would have been nice if Sarah had washed her hair. For
I mean,
it's
I don't
just
think
like, what the fuck ever.
I feel like Sarah needs to be friends with more gay guys. They would not let her do this.
No.
Because she's a pretty woman.
I agree. She just looked like garbage.
She didn't look great.
So Sarah basically says, and Sean Robinson starts to talk, so why, what was the end of the reason for the divorce? And he's like, he wasn't feeling very free. I gave him a lot of latitude, but, and I love by their talk. You know, they've had so much couples therapy. The way they talk
for
to one
sure.
another.
Because I wonder, too, the way Michael spoke, like, if there was an addiction issue or something like
that. That's possible.
It wouldn't surprise me about
but
Michael.
But she even said, Sean Robinson says, was there infidelity? And Sarah says, not before the divorce was filed.
Emotional.
Emotional infidelity.
Y'all, which some people don't think emotional relationships are infidelity.
Oh, it's worse for me. Oh,
really?
Yes.
I was just going to say, Jake never feels like he's cheating, even when the husband has his dick in Jake's ass.
If I'm doing something, it's fine. But if I fear someone else is having an emotional connection, watch the fuck out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, if I'm in it, I'm very...
Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
What did you do to the guy?
Rallied all their friends against them. Yep, that's how it's done. Y'all, if you've been cheated on, come at me. I could give you some strategies.
Yeah, you know what?
Not necessarily to get even, but just to feel better about how that situation works.
If you've been cheated on, come at Poodle on Cameo, and he'll give you some cheating advice.
I'll tell you what to do after that.
He will.
Yeah, we can get even.
So he was emotionally cheating. But then, again, props for Sean Robinson, because she was like, Juliana, do you talk to him? And she was like, no, not really. It's just kind of weird. And Sean Robinson was like, no, it's not,
no,
bitch.
No, it's not.
You talk to him, bitch. Anyway.
So then Cece and Max come out.
The winners of the tell-all again.
MVPs.
Max shook everyone's fucking hand like
so
a
polite.
Goddamn politician.
Like his goddamn mayor of Night Day Fiance.
Oh, I would vote for him for everything. I loved him.
He's great.
And when he was like, she said, what was your reaction when you found
like,
out her?
My God, Dad. My God.
You know that Max is just like, he probably just cusses and they're like, get it? Because he uses his words,
the
right?
The thing is, they have been through so much family counseling that everyone's so open about everything. It's great. I hopefully it doesn't like show a negative side later because they've been all so open about it.
I hope not.
Because sometimes that can happen when everyone's kind of too open about things. Because there are some things you don't need to share.
Well, Max did share who he thought needed the most help or some advice, which I'm going to let you say that, Poodle, because you literally threw your paper in the air and screamed.
When he said, Max said, well, some of these people need to learn about other cultures or at least learn some of their language. And like said right to Anna, sorry.
So
and it's like, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. And Marcel's like, what? Are you talking about me? Where's the interpreter?
And then Huey looked right at Max and Huey said,
well, y'all, look at you with your mouth. I should wash it out with soap.
And then Dewey looked right at Max and said,
You got a point there. I got to say, I think Marcel could learn a lot more English.
And Louie
said, I think no one just give me my opinions about this. By the way, I like your shorts.
And then Garfield said, "Did you eat my sandwich?" That's what happened.
Y'all, instead of Anna speaking, it should always be her moles.
It should always be moles.
I hope someone has a deformity we can make fun of next season.
I'm worried.
I'm worried about the guy with no neck, though.
Golly.
Anyway.
All right, who's next?
So Cece liked Mike and Natalie, and I was like, have you been watching the show?
Well, someone got daddy issues.
I know. Like, have you been watching it?
She's like, I feel like they appreciate each other a lot. I'm like, oh.
Talk to Cousin Olga. Y'all, she's still in China.
still in.
I did get what looked like a Chinese person's scalp in the mail today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. So I assume that's her sending me a note saying she's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully she'll.
We'll see.
We'll see, everybody.
I'm just expecting her to like show up on my front step.
Okay.
You know, you with like coronavirus all over her.
All over her.
Anyway, we talk about a little bit about money.
Money?
Yeah, I have money that says like, Annie was like, I want you to buy me Chanel, Versace, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you take me to, like, secondhand clothing store.
I felt like we kind of already were doing this, but I feel like this even made us more just feel for Annie.
I agree. She was one of my favorites on this tell-all.
Yeah, I thought she handled herself well, even when she would say things to other people. And she said, like, she was like, she flat out said, I knew Robert had no money.
She did say that. Let's just, can we jump
to. It's about
to,
the promises.
Can we jump to when Porn Granny came in? Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this.
You took me. I'm on the TV. Look at me, Benjamin. Oh, I just got a dick out of my vagina. It was so dry. It was like sandpaper. With that, I just spit on it and it just popped right out. Oh, man, let's talk.
I want to keep going because I'm horrified. Anyway, Porn Granny looks like she's wearing, y'all remember those like wax lips you got?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how like her face looks.
I got that lipstick at the Piggly Wiggly. The checker gave it to
it
me.
Don't come off so I can suck dick with it.
Way! I'm Porn Granny.
So Porn Granny, even says Robert's fertile myrtle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah.
don't want him to, like, make more kids, which is a terrible excuse. We kind of touched on this, y'all, that we think this was something, like, basically written State. By the...
There was some information that Porn Granny even said that, like, please, I didn't even have the checkbook. Yeah, they gave me the checkbook.
I'd rather not give this whole storyline credence, so I don't even want to talk about it.
Will say... I think the most crazy person out of all of this is Ben.
He's nuts.
The beard's too much. He's got crazy crazy I'm going to kill your eyes.
Yeah.
I just don't trust it.
Robert says something about the story goes deep and it's dark. I'd like to know.
Well, I think he kind of...
And he said his apartment, he had an apartment fire and he was homeless for 2 months. They didn't let him in.
They didn't see Bryson. So, which he could maybe Porn Granny's like, this is my time to get on TV. Like the real one, not the foam that has spooge on it. It probably is.
Can we move on to Anna Purcell, please? I can't handle Porn Granny anymore.
Anyway, but then Sean said, how is this going to be repaired? And nobody knew.
No one said a word.
I think that's really it. So
I just got some Anna Marcel stuff.
No, I meant with Robert. Oh, yeah. We're not done.
No. God, this is never going to be over.
Yeah, we've got like 10 more minutes. We're fine.
Oh, God.
Why do you act like, do you have an appointment again?
We're not
doing a two-parter like last week.
We are doing a two-parter for tomorrow.
I know, but we had to cut it short last week. Y'all, it was a very impressive dick. You know?
And you know what? It's a very impressive time.
You know,
I'll say that.
If you and I are at dinner, y'all, and you say, hey, Maddie, I got to go. And I'm like, no, but we had time. And then you show me a picture of a huge
You're
uncut
like,
dick.
Check, please.
Just go. I'll pay for it. Just Venmo me, bitch. Apple Pay me. Just do you? No, I don't use the fucking Cash App. Just use Venmo. Yeah.
Zelle?
No, yeah.
Y'all, fucking Zelle is ridiculous.
Yeah, Zelle's a
There are so many problems. So Anna and Marcel, we zoom in on the drunken bachelorette party with everyone's favorite office manager who had her jacket off.
Yeah, off.
Oh, she God, I love her.
I loved her, too. I love Sean Robinson when she said, what we all were thinking the whole time, how do you fall in love without talking? I don't believe it.
And they're like, well, and they never gave her a really answer.
And then Sean pressed her again. She was like, at any point, did you think Marcel was not the right guy for you? And then we got, this is a problem, y'all. If you're what Anna did, and let this be a lesson for you. Anna was in a relationship and she said, I didn't tell my friends or family. If you're not
something's wrong.
You already feel shame about it. You should be able to talk about that relationship, y'all. So if you're doing that in your life, stop. Because if she would have talked about the murder, she said, when I started this, that's true for anything. You know when you have shit in your head?
Agreed.
And then you say it out loud and you're like, oh, that's fucked up.
Yep.
And that,
because you've had people you probably didn't want us to meet, your friends.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No, I mean, I don't care if my friends met y'all.
Oh. No, people you were seeing.
Oh,
or fucking.
No, usually it's when I meet other people, I'm scared for them to meet you.
That's fair. That's fair.
I wanted you to meet everybody. I was dating. You kept that yoga guy from getting married to me.
That is the truth.
I respected you.
Y'all, I am the Widowmaker. You got to come through me. I will tell you if someone is not right.
I just didn't want to take Jake to a dinner with other friends and they all leave crying because he read them over for eating pasta.
Fuck them.
And then when they walked away in shame, he ate the pasta.
Maybe.
You know, hashtag, that's so poodle.
I love that. That's so poodle.
That's so poodle.
So Sean says, are there any of your secrets that and he even said that Anna is keeping from it, and Marcel wants a baby but she can't have one.
Yeah,
we find that out.
Find
so
that
she's
out.
Not pregnant. She just looks like it because she's wearing something inappropriate for her body.
It's true. You know why I thought this was a good tell-all is because it wasn't just a recap and them fighting about the same things. We learned additional information about all the people that kind of fill in the gaps.
Yeah,
that's why I liked it.
We do get into soulmate shit. At the very end, with Tania, and y'all, this is when I started to like her more, actually. She's defending it. She's like, you can have more than one soulmate, and I kind of agree with her, but I don't really get the concept of soulmate anyway.
No,
but
I have to say, Tania was right, but she was right on the usage of the word. However, she was not right on the way she did it to... Sinjin was not kind and not empathetic.
That it wasn't, and I feel like she was doing that for the camera now that I see her reacting now.
You know, I think it's just Tania has no idea of how she's going to be perceived by other people.
I agree, and I don't really think she cares in the initial stages.
I think in the initial stages, and then she goes,
now
oh,
she
wait.
Realizes, oh, wait. I was an asshole.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mean on TV. I think this happens to her all the time in life.
I bet you're right.
And people are like, why is she trying so hard? Why is she so strong? Why is she this? And they go, oh, because she's crazy.
Right.
And then they go to soulmate. They ask Mike and Natalie if they're soulmates. And Natalie said, Mike, do you think we're soulmates? And Sean Robinson fucking says, no, 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 bitch. I asked you. And Jake and I went, yes! Yeah, Sean Robinson, if you're listening to this in your hospital bed, you're a fucking queen for that.
If there is a loser in this tell-all, it is Natalie. She got wiped the floor with.
And she's like crying at everybody's
story. I wrote that down too.
I wonder if that was
And she had weird purple contacts in.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, though. Too, though, she got white, but at the same time, there's not much to talk about them. However, I do think Mike is that same type where, when again, Sean Robinson said, like, Natalie, is that what you wanted Mike to do? To, like, right. kind of stand up and, like, and she's like, yes, I think Mike is such a wet dish rag. Like, she says, so, Mike, how's it going? He's like, pretty good, just dealing with stuff.
Well, we don't know everything.
We don't. They We're going to get more of it tomorrow.
They brought up infidelity. I don't know if that's what's happening.
I just feel like Mike never takes action on anything.
I agreed.
And I feel like that's driving her crazy.
I want to say one thing. Angela was on her very best behavior. We got almost none of her.
Wait till tomorrow.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Wait till tomorrow. Those Cato pants are going to want to pop off of her. She's going to be so pissed.
Dress barn pants are going to like expand. So that's all I kind of have.
Yeah, because Jasmine and Blake, we didn't talk about. Angela and Michael, we didn't talk about. So it looks like for next episode, we're going to be dealing with Mike and Natalie, Jasmine and Blake, Angela and Marcel, and then we'll probably do some general shit. See, look, we're
general
fine.
Shit, general shit. Shit.
Y'all, so let us know what you thought of the first tell-all. Come at us on the Sissy Squad on our Facebook, or come at us on our social media at 90 Day Gays.
Oh, someone says W and X, but I think we are on VNW.
I'm glad you just interrupted.
Someone says W and X.
Y'all, we don't remember where we are for our sissy shout-outs.
W and X. It's official. W and X. V or W or... People are just saying it's their names.
They're just
saying,
I think we're V and W.
I think you're right.
I'm going to listen to Liz Logan, and Liz Logan says V and W.
All right.
And you know, Liz Logan has a picture of her child in a shark
Logan
costume,
was
and
the
it's
name,
fucking
Logan
cute.
Logan was the name of the hot guy on Gilmore Girls. So
it's
I'm
true.
Into it.
You know, Liz Logan wears an eyeliner the way women should. A heavy eyeliner on top, but it's pretty. She's in the middle.
Ooh, that's a pretty
She's
eyeliner.
Pretty.
She's got a big mouth, too, but
I
a
know
cute she, mouth.
The big cute. You know what that big mouth's for? Sucking dick, we got a dick pig, we got a dick pig.
We got a dick pig, we got a dick pig, we got a dick pig, dick pig, dick pig, dick pig.
Are you doing V?
I've got V.
Okay. All right, then I have W.
Should I go first?
Well, what goes? I think V usually goes before W.
Fine.
We have almost 3,800 members in our Sissy Squad group. Or no, we do have 3,800 members. And we have 200 members in our Sissy Squad Holiday Accountability Group. Yes, y'all, we have an accountability group.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Anyway, I just thought that. Oh, the accountability group. That's for people who are just want to work on their weight and things like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good for me
That's
to do that.
That's sweet.
I thought it is sweet. While Pooh's looking for his name, I'm also going to remind y'all.
I got it.
All right. You can go to our other podcast. It's, pardon me, hiccup, sissythattalk.com. You can find all our merch and everything there. Speaking of merch, we're going to be in the next couple of weeks changing over our merch, so that's going to be happening to a different provider. So
y'all like it better.
Yeah, we hope that you'll like it better. See, we are doing stuff for yous. Y'all, come at us in the Patreon. We love our, as Poodle says, our Gatrions.
Our Gatrons.
Come at us in at the...
We're going to come up with a better name.
We got the Watch Along tier, the Come At Us tier, and the we've got the podcast, the Bi-Curious episode. Fun stuff coming up, so we appreciate you very much.
All right. Y'all, my sissy shout-out tonight goes to Vicky King Hallmass.
Okay.
Vicky King Hallmass. Vicky King rhymes with Mall Pass. I think that's her name. Fuck, I fucked that up already. Fuck me. Anyway, y'all, Vicky, that's my mother's name, by the way. That's Mother Poodle's name. But Vicky spells it with an I at the end, unlike my mother who spells it with a Y and yells at anyone who spells it any differently. I'm really not not sure why my mother decided to spell it with a Y.
Oh, my God.
But she does. Watch the fuck out. Y'all, Vicky does hair.
Good for her.
But she does little person's hair.
Okay.
She exclusively works on little people because okay. she likes their hair the best.
Good for her.
And she, when she does their hair, she does it really tall, mm-hmm. so they will be as tall as other people.
Oh, that's good. So like
not
a big
normal people, like just regular people. I'm not saying little people are any less than that.
No.
Because y'all, little people got big dicks. Here's the thing: little person might be small in stature, but they got a huge schlong. Not that I've hooked up with one. I've kind of wanted to see what it looked like. But I think it'd be weird to hook up with one. I'm getting into a weird area.
Yeah, I'm just like I'm just letting you go in there. Are this we recording?
Is, this is getting off
we
the
are.
Rails.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she does, and then the little people have a pageant that Vicky is doing all their hair for, and it gets taller and taller and taller, and all of a sudden, like birds fly out of their hair.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
It's like a nest, like a. Four-footed blackbirds.
Anyhow.
That's terrifying to me.
Yeah, you're scared of birds. And the birds all like net, they break out of the hair, and they all kind of nest in their hair. And everyone goes, tens, tens, tens across the board.
Oh, is it Billy Porter with a weird hat?
Pretty much. At the end, someone has to sweep up all the hair that the birds bust out of.
Oh.
And so, strangely enough, it's Vicky's daughter who is like, just sweeping the hair away. She's a good singer, y'all. Just sweeping the hair that the birds bust out. I'm sweeping. I'm hoping my mother, Vicky, will notice me. Oh, I'm just singing the sweeping the hair away blues. Yeah! I don't know where that went, but that's Vicky's shout out.
Vicky.
100%
true. 110%
true. Uh-huh.
Y'all, our next sissy that starts with a W is Michelle.
Keep going. Come on.
Faley.
Folly. Faley.
Faley.
Wally? Is that... Sorry.
You can't say Michelle Wally.
Never mind.
Michelle...
Wally.
Haley. Michelle Haley.
I'll take it.
But there's a W in front of the
you
H.
You don't know how to spell anything, so...
Y'all, here's the deal with Michelle. She's been an OG sissy squatter.
Oh, my God.
We all know her. We all know.
We've all had that one.
She's been in this squad for a long time, and she's been
88
posting.
Years.
Here's the deal, though, y'all. That's not actually her. She's actually in the Matrix.
Ooh.
She's got a cord plugged in behind her head.
She's like Jasmine.
Yes. She is out there fighting a bad guy. Her husband doesn't even know that it's not really his real wife with the same face whose name was Harriet. So they have no idea. The kids, they think it's her mom. It's not. She's
living a double life.
She's in the Matrix, and she's living a double life all because she loves a good long black coat. She loves to slick back her hair.
A black dick.
And
I was that close.
And you know what? She does fuck Lawrence Fishburne in the Matrix. She does.
Who I saw outside a gay bar.
Good for him.
Yeah.
She does love a good black dick. And y'all, mainly a lot of people don't know what she's so good at hula hooping that actually her body is hula hooping outside the Matrix to keep her from dying.
Wow.
While her Matrix body's in here. So
okay.
She's in Facebook right now talking to y'all. That's Matrix, Michelle.
This is really complicated.
Very complicated.
I'm not sure I follow, But, you know, that's what sissy shout-outs are about.
That's 100% true.
110% true, y'all.
And I'm going to do something impromptu because Poodle loves
these.
That. He loves that. And
I fucking hate them.
And we haven't gone that long anyway. So I say, since we're doing
this.
W's.
I hate this so much.
We'll just do another sissy shout-out to a Jackie Feistman. Poodle, what is Jackie Feistman's sissy life?
Well, Jackie Feistman, first of all, if you can catch her when she's not making out calls in the morning. And yep. You know what out calls are, y'all? That's when they can't fuck you in their place of residence.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So when everyone says someone about, yeah, I only make out calls, mm-hmm. that means they're going to come to your place.
Mm-hmm.
But when she makes out calls, y'all, it's not to fuck you. It's to do your taxes.
To do your taxes. She's very good at QuickBooks.
She is. And when I say doing your taxes, it means doing all the numbers, then jerking you off.
And then jerking you off. And yep. Then
no one leaves. Jackie Feistman never leaves without jerking you off.
It's true.
She's got her accountant's green hat on.
It's true. She also, after she does people's taxes, she goes around town selling Fruit Loops.
Oh.
But people don't know Fruit Loops are actually hand jobs.
Oh.
So she's just really double dipping in things.
Y'all, she's had carpal tunnel for years.
Years. She has to wear those things on her wrist. And what people really don't know about Jackie Feistman, she's an assassin.
She is, y'all. All she needs to do is come up right behind you. She's got her little tiny gun like my mother has in her glove compartment of your purse, like Mother Poodle's got. That I freaked my shit out when I found my mother's tiny gun. Her snub-nosed fucking pistol. And Jackie Feistman's got one of those snub-nosed pistols. And for everybody she jacks off, she puts the bullet in their head.
Yep. Yep, she kills you. But
especially,
you know what?
You know what? She don't got time for your shit. She don't got time for your shit. She don't got time for your shit.
But you die happy.
Exactly. Because you've been jerked off.
And that's the show, y'all. That's it. I think we went through everything. Remember all of our other
shows.
We
should. It's been like 3 hours.
It's true. We do. We swear we did a bitch craft. We just had other shit to do. I'm gonna load that bitch craft tomorrow. So that'll go up on Monday. Anything else? A review. If people could leave a review.
Oh, y'all leave us a review. I'm so tired. I'm like stretching out like I'm going to fall asleep.
Oh, my God. It was only an hour and 15-minute show.
Y'all, our reviews have been kicking up like crazy, and I love them.
We're at 1,400.
You know what happens
when we get to 2,000.
Live show.
I think we're going to
do a live show before that, but y'all should keep sending them because otherwise I won't have it.
We got some cool stuff coming. We love our Acast network.
Y'all, and listen up in about 3 weeks. We've got some announcements.
We do. Well, we already do, which we're going to work on that, but we should be announcing the meetup coming up soon in Los Angeles.
Yes. So meetup in Los Angeles, y'all.
We're looking at dates now. We're thinking April.
We know a venue.
Yeah, so we've actually
we're
been
the most cagey bitches ever.
We are, and that's all we're telling you. We're like this tell-all. We'll tell you the rest maybe tomorrow.
And I must say, I teared up at those Valentines, and I haven't looked at all of them yet, but I'm very excited about doing it all tomorrow.
It's very sweet. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love, Poodle?
Yes. And if you decide to get a fucking 90-day fiancé, you need a lobotomy. And if you do, call us.
Call.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.